Episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, Kamala Harris makes her VP pick. It's exactly who we said it would be yesterday. We're going to talk all about this old fat socialist windbag and what this means for the future of the country and the election cycle ahead. Additionally, stock market crash gripping the nation and the world. We're going to talk about why that's happening and what the Democrats are attempting to do. And President Trump versus Kamala in their appeal to the young vote. We're going to talk about the two differing paths and the way the fake news lies. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Tuned Up Tuesday edition of the show today. And I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That is the thumbs up on the browser. That is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of these Rumble leaderboards. You know why? Because it is the only place that we belong. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too, and let's go. Hello, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Tuesday. It is August 6th, and I'm joined in the studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game, and you know what? I think he could possibly win over more voters if he converted to a Democrat today and became Kamala's vice president than the person that Kamala actually picked. That is a testament to his charisma, his charm, and his suaveness with the ladies. Producer Frankie, how you doing?
Oh, fantastic, Mike. Great to be here. Great introduction. And yeah, what is she thinking? I mean, really, what is she thinking?
Oh, man. Well, we're going to get into that and talk all about Tim Walz in the next segment. We have obviously the breaking news updates to report to you about him being selected the governor of Minnesota, who was picked this morning. Now, yesterday I had tweeted that I believed the pick would be Tim Walz because I had heard through my sources growing speculation that she was not going to pick Shapiro because he was Jewish, and Tim Walz was the only person who really wanted the job. Nobody else wanted the job. We're going to explain that more in a little bit. But here's where we're at right now. No matter who the Democrat Party picks, in some cases, it doesn't matter. Think about this for a minute. Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris, a completely unpopular senator. And if you look at the way that Democrats conduct business, they're not really interested in appealing to voters anymore. They're only interested in stealing elections and using brute force power in order to get what they want. They will stop at nothing. We see what they did. They did everything they could to hamstring President Trump's duly elected presidency with the phony Russia collusion witch hunt, with all the nonsense, with all the BS, with the lawfare, with going after the people. Then they impeached him twice. They were hampering his ability to do business and foreign policy. Then they staged January 6th. Then they stole the election all around the same time. Then they wanted to lock up Trump. Then they tried to kill Trump. Then everything failed. And now they're making contingency plans for what happens when Trump Vance obviously crushes Harris walls. It's even funny to just say that. Listen to Jamie Raskin, prominent Democrat, say that even when Trump wins, that they're not going to ever allow this guy to be sworn into office. They are making contingency plans for him winning and for a constitutional crisis, as they like to say, from the time that Trump wins to the time he gets sworn in. This is how depraved and mentally ill these people are. They will rip the country apart and say it with a straight face. Roll this, Frankie.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress, so it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherrilyn's...
I mean, that's dangerous. That's very dangerous, disgusting talk. That's demonic talk. That is anti-America, rip the country apart once and for all talk. That is, we know something you don't know. That is, we're going to steal the election. And if we're unsuccessful in doing that, and Trump wins anyway because he's too big to rig, then we will create a martial law style lockdown as we prevent Trump from assuming the office. These people are sick and depraved. When I always say that the bygone era is over, when old school Republicans go, oh, you know, we need to get back to civility and working across the aisle. Back in my day, you know, we were able to work with Democrats and talk with Democrats, and they show clips of Mitt Romney and Barack Obama debating, and we're like, oh, it used to be civil. That's because they were on the same side. Wake up. It's unbelievable. Now we have updates from the court who, again, I believe courts are being pressured in this matter right now because of the radical leftists to allow this process to play out, a process that everybody's uncomfortable with if they're actually really being asked the truth. And that is the sentencing for President Trump in the absolute BS never would have been brought against any other person by radical, rabid, anti-Trump activist local officials. In a case that Hillary Clinton, in a very similar violation, paid an $8,000 misdemeanor fine, the sentencing for President Trump not being moved in the hush money case. Roll this, Frankie.
Is this news breaking moments ago? The U.S. Supreme Court now refusing to delay former President Trump's sentencing in his New York criminal trial until after the election. Trump says he did nothing wrong and plans to appeal the conviction on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. He is facing possible prison time or a fine at the sentencing now set for the 18th of September. So a little more than a month from now, we'll keep track of that from here. Meanwhile, you got another.
So there you go. They are not going to delay the sentencing. The man they tried to kill, the man they tried to lock up, the man who they pressed charges against him all over, essentially, the Eastern Seaboard, and they all failed. The one ticky-tack state court nonsense, they got it to stick because the whole thing was rigged, and now they're going to sentence him ahead of the election. Obvious election interference, obvious malfeasance, but they don't care. And they're not going to just, like, let him off the hook. I think they're going to try to put him on house arrest. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. You think the globalists are comfortable with that pick? I don't think they are. They see what Trump's doing. They see Trump's appeal. They see the way he's surging. All Kamala Harris has is fictitious fake support right now in this little honeymoon phase while they're able to do it. We're on the brink of a war in the Middle East. Iran is going to be striking Israel any day now. The stock market and the economy is crashing. More on that in the next segment. So they're running out of time. And all they can do right now is push their bitter, weird propaganda until the bitter end. You want to talk about weird propaganda? You want to talk about a whole debunking of just how badly Democrats lie about just everything, even little things? This is the Democrat Party right now. You want to talk about weird? You want to talk about like really something that will make you uncomfortable? This is what the Democrats are doing right now in their voter outreach. They have Kids for Kamala. Would you call this grooming? Would you call this inappropriate? Would you call this, you know, fascism as they're brainwashing the youth? So we have two different paths for how to appeal to young voters. Kids for Kamala, and then what you're going to see from what President Trump was up to yesterday. This is what Kamala Harris's campaign is doing. You tell me if this is real support or if this is something very bizarre and weird and dark and headed towards, you know, a socialist, fascist, communist style regime. Roll us, Frankie.
All right. We're here on the Kids for Kamala call. And just a quick refresher. We're doing this call because right now is election season in the U.S. And what is an election? Election is the process of voting to choose someone to be the political leader. And people who want to be political leaders and are running for office are called candidates. And in the U.S., citizens are eligible to vote in elections when they're 18 years old. And even if you're not old enough to vote yet, there are still lots of ways you can get involved and support your favorite candidate. Your voice matters. This is Kamala Harris. She's currently the vice president, and she's a candidate running to become president. Now, you're probably here because you have a grown-up in your life who is supporting Kamala Harris as the candidate for president. And you might be feeling lots of different kinds of ways about the election right now. Some of you might already be excited and super pumped up to get involved. And some of you might be feeling kind of confused, like, what is this all about? So let us know.
Guys, this is so bizarre. This is like the Hitler Youth, okay? Take it from one party that hates Jews to another. Literally, she couldn't pick Shapiro because he was Jewish. I mean, that goes to show. But it's just the most disgusting brainwashing. Can you imagine being the adult? Oh, an adult in your life enrolled you in this thing. This is Kamala Harris. She's a strong, independent, black Indian woman. You are going to support her because an adult in your life put you in this class. She is what's called a candidate. I mean, who are they appealing to? This is freaky. This is not a normal political campaign being run by the leftists. They are seeking to do something very dark and sinister. And I believe that the stock market stuff, which we're going to talk about, I believe that's kind of managed and coordinated. Again, they can't be that incompetent. It's got to be managed and coordinated. The Tim Walz pick, very bizarre. And the way that they are not even trying to win over voting blocks that are clearly going towards Trump, I get worried when I see them not even trying. Like, they're not even trying to appeal to the young voters anymore. Trump is. I mean, Trump's running a real campaign. Trump went on a stream. So, you know, for those of you who don't know out there, you know, streaming, Aiden Ross is his name. He's one of the biggest streamers on the entire internet. Millions of streams a month, okay? One of the most popular person. He's a young guy. Trump had him at Mar-a-Lago, and they did a live stream together, okay? Basically appealing to the teenage, low 20s demographic. So they're in there, they're talking, and the thing had millions of live viewers, okay, in the moment. You want to talk about, like, objectively being cooler than the Democrat Party? It's like, it was amazing what Trump was doing. So this is some highlights of it. This is Trump. Again, and when you watch this, just say, it's great that Trump's appealing to these young voters. But the Democrats aren't even trying to reach young male voters, which is scary because it shows they got something else up their sleeve. But this is Trump in a Cybertruck that was gifted to him by Aiden Ross, listening to music, clearly winning over the young vote here. Trump is now almost up 10 points with the under 30 demographic. We had reported that he had taken the lead in polling data a couple months ago. Now he's up even more. Again, that's a trend that we've never seen with the Republican candidate before. Democrats don't seem interested in combating this at all, quite frankly. This is Trump in the car listening to music with Aiden Ross. Rolls, Frankie.
Rolling Stones are always good. Choose one. Choose what you like to choose. You swipe like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's fantastic, huh? How about, and we like the Beach Boys. We always like the Beach Boys.
We do like the Beach Boys.
Who doesn't like the Beach Boys? How about if we did the following? About thinking that it's going to come back under proper management. How about California Dreaming?
Let's do it. Good? Let's test this thing out. All right. All right, Elon, let's see how good this system is.
It's a good-looking system.
It is, right? All right, now Spotify is glitching.
You may have...
Oh, hold on.
I mean, could Kamala Harris or Joe Biden be that cool? Objectively, how can you objectively, again, I'm obviously a Trump guy, but how can you be a Democrat? Like, I'm talking like a rational, independent-minded Democrat voter. Let's say you're a young Democrat voter, and you look at it side by side, and you're like, come on, Kamala Harris versus Trump. Trump is objectively the man. He's objectively a lot cooler. He's even more, everyone's like, oh, well, he's old and he's elderly. I mean, the guy's with it because Kamala Harris couldn't hold the conversation in a candid setting with Aiden Ross.
No way.
Couldn't do this. Okay, take a look at this. It went on. Aiden Ross then starts playing the YMCA. And they say, let's go make a TikTok. Here you go, roll it, Frankie.
I'll tell you about TikTok. Trump is going to keep TikTok going. Biden and Harris, they have no idea what it means. And all it's going to do is be good for China the other way. It's not gonna, we're going to save TikTok. They want to destroy TikTok. So all the people on TikTok, vote for Trump.
Vote for Trump.
It's so good. So again, that's totally candid and unscripted. I watched the whole stream. You know, Trump there, like they're in the room, like they're talking. You're going to see the funniest clip from when they're in Mar-a-Lago talking. Okay, they're on a stream. People are in the live chat, and Trump is looking at the live chat, and like all the kids like write W, you know, in the live chat, and he's explaining to them like what like the lingo of like live chat is for like these streamers, and like Trump's talking to the live chat, and they're talking about stuff, and they're in Mar-a-Lago, and then they walk out because, you know, they're gonna go see the Cybertruck that he's gifting him. They go sit in there, they play the music, then they get out, and they got the camera, and like, oh, let's go make the TikTok. And Trump just flowing again, totally off the cuff, totally calm and collected, normal guy, cool guy. And here's the thing, it's like the standard is like so funny what the standard is. It's like, could the other side talk to somebody in a candid setting, not off a teleprompter, not off a script? And the answer is no, Biden couldn't do that. Kamala Harris much less couldn't do that. You think Kamala Harris could go in the hood and go anywhere and relate to the people, go sit down and just talk to people? No, absolutely not. It's a joke. Those people are lizard people. Trump's a real guy. So anyway, speaking of lizard people, my favorite moment from the stream with Aiden Ross and Trump, just goes to show how funny Trump is and how real he is and why other globalist world leaders hate him, and that's a good thing, is Trump answering a question about Justin Trudeau with Aiden Ross. Hilarious. Frankie, roll this.
He's turned very liberal, actually. They say he's the son of Fidel Castro, and could be. I mean, anything's possible in this world, you know?
It's so good. So good. Who else would say that? On a stream. Again, all of the young voters in this country are watching that, and they're going for Trump. Democrats want to call Trump weird. What does that make them? Freakish, subhuman, bizarre, roadkill. They're done. All right, we're going to take a quick break. The show rolls on. Do not go anywhere.
Unreal.
So good. He's just unreal. So
best comment. Ruby Sunshine goes, he's Prime Minister Barbie. That's actually hilarious. Very true. People are asking, where can I find the clips of Trump with the young man? Thank you. Guys, if you go on my X account right now, I actually posted a lot of the clips. So just go in there on the X account. I was live tweeting the stream. It's on a platform called Kick, which many of you probably don't know what that is. I really didn't even know what that was. It's on a platform called Kick. His name is Aiden Ross. And we're going to tell you about the sponsors of the show today. We're making this possible. Guys, first sponsor of our show today are our friends and over at Armor Colostrum. Guys, tryarmor.com/LFATV. Tryarmor.com/LFATV for 15% off. What is it? Here it is. Frankie Rollit.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. My skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Armor Colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you want to try it, tryarmor.com.
All right, guys, tryarmor.com. Head on over there right now. And also, while you're at it, go to our friends and over at Biooptimizers, biooptimizers.com/LFA for 10% off. Guys, here's the deal. Are you not sleeping so good? Well, the reason is because you're probably lacking magnesium in your diet. Magnesium is naturally occurring. But again, like as you get older, your body stops producing like key things, okay, that regulate these basic functions in your body. Magnesium is responsible for over 600 different biochemical reactions in the body, promotes healthy sleep, you'll fall asleep faster, you stay asleep longer, and you have more peaceful nights. Supports stress management, boosts energy and mood while promoting relaxation and mental clarity, supports muscle recovery and cramps, builds strong bones, promotes healthy blood pressure and normal heart rhythms. Guys, biooptimizers.com/LFA, magnesium breakthrough, 10% off your order. Go get it today. Magnesium is a very important supplement, actually. Before I heard about this, I would actually get foods. I would eat foods that were naturally high in magnesium. As Biden would say, not a joke. Foods that are naturally high in magnesium, very healthy for you. And that's why I'm a beacon of health. Okay, wonderful. And guys, make sure you go to the LFATV.us website, LFATV.us, LFATV.us, LFATV store. You can become an LFATV monthly donor. LFATV.us, they got all amazing products, amazing gifts, amazing coffee, as we say, coffee, and so much more. LFATV.us. Frankie, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing fantastic, Mike. I think I got bit by a mosquito when I walked into the studio. Ooh. I don't like it.
You know what we always say? You know what I would say? I would say, my mom would always say, the reason that
your blood is sweet,
you know, my sister got bit. Well, yeah, my sister got bit by mosquitoes and I didn't, was because she was sweet and I was sour. Have you ever used that line?
Of course.
I feel like everybody uses that line. Oh, yeah. let's see what we got. Vintage Ulgal, Mike, love the suit combo today. Well, I think people love it even more because I'm so tan. I actually wore the suit today. I said, wow, I'm so tan. This is a perfect opportunity to wear this. We're thinking about all the details. Gotchik J, appreciate that. Vintage Ulgal said that. But Gotchik J, I appreciate you in the chat too. I see you. I was reading your name. Ms. Mocha Power, great to see you. Voter USA 2, thank you for rumbling and sharing. We appreciate that. Alex Ann, good to see you. CFAM 54 Puppy. Okay, we love you. We appreciate that. That's a username I haven't shouted out. Green Broccoli, what's going on? Bugs Mom, Crying Chuck, Eagle Fight. We love it. We got a great live audience today. We got a great chat. Guys, make sure you drop some comments below. Make sure you're sharing this video out and liking the stream. And if you like what you're seeing, okay, if you like what you're seeing, go to rumble.com/crispy right now and subscribe to that channel where we play every single episode all night long starting at 8 o'clock. So if you're a Crispy super fan, subscribe. And we're going to be giving away when we get 100 new subscribers, okay, which we're almost at. We're going to be giving away a Trump Collect 45 coin, okay? So we're going to be giving away some coins. Make sure you guys are subscribed to rumble.com/crispy, and I'm going to personally send a coin to a lucky new subscriber, okay? We're going to be doing these, trying to build up that page, because we're going to be getting the locals content starting soon in the fall. Can you feel it in the air, baby? We're sizzling. We're on fire. Frankie, I think we're ready to roll back into it.
I think you're right, Mike. And we're on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. The breaking news today, Kamala Harris selecting Tim Walz as her vice presidential pick. But if you follow Mike Crispy NJ on X, well, then you knew this pick was coming for over a day now, because we were talking about how Shapiro had been eliminated, okay, because he was Jewish. That's a really good, by the way, that's an amazing thing that they're saying openly on television, that they couldn't pick a guy because he's Jewish. It's like, couldn't you imagine? And then, like, it's funny because, like, the paid off, Democrats will go, I can't believe Trump would say that if you're Jewish and you don't vote for Trump, well, then you, you know, deserve what's coming to you. It's like, wait a minute. Okay, you're telling me to vote for the guy, the party, who couldn't pick a guy based on his religion, because that might offend 20% of the critical voting base. I mean, what a joke. The Democrat Party is a joke. And when it comes to the Democrat leaders and the party of decency and the party that, you know, claims they're above the fray, just take a look at people like Nancy Pelosi, people like Joe Biden that they claim were like these strong, competent leaders. We all know that Nancy Pelosi turned on Joe Biden just like we said she would. And the question is that is the Democrat Party the one that's claiming that Joe Biden should now be on Mount Rushmore in this coordinated Save Biden campaign that we told you would come after they knifed him? That's just how these sick Democrat socialists work. Oh, is Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, are they on good terms? Is it a kumbaya? Obviously not. It was a we put you in and we will take you out style coup. Nancy Pelosi playing her role for the hundreds of millions in cash that her family has made off public office. So CNN asked Nancy Pelosi a very simple question that tells you everything you need to know about the Democrats and what four more years of Democrat rule will do. These would be the type of people who would be running the show. It's scary because these people are so callous and so depraved. Frankie, roll it.
Have you spoken to President Biden since he dropped out?
No, I have not.
Do you hope to?
Yes, I hope to.
Yeah.
We're all busy.
Is everything okay with your relationship?
You'd have to ask him, but I hope so. But he knows. Look, I have loved Joe Biden, respected him for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. I was party chair in California, then I became member of Congress, and then one thing, other housewife, House member, House speaker, working with him all along. I think he has made one of the biggest contributions to our country in the shortest period of time of any president you can name, whether it's job creation, whether it's, well, it's the first bill that protect our bill.
COVID.
Shots in the arm.
Did someone spill water on her?
Children in school, people at work, the infrastructure bill, building in a way that is respectful of communities, chips and science to take us into the future and make us self-reliant as a country, the PACT Act to help our veterans, the IRA to save the environment and lower the cost of prescription drugs. This is in a two-year period of time.
Yeah.
This is a remarkable agenda.
Oh, my goodness. She's talking chips and she thinks potato chips. She's short-circuiting like a robot. You got to put her in rice, okay? Frankie said they spilled water on her. And the reason that she stumbles over her words is because she's elderly, and when you become elderly, you're not good at lying as clearly and coherently. So she's tripping over her words because she's trying to think of nice things to say about Joe Biden after she just knifed him. I mean, think about it. It's like elder on elder crime, okay? Like, it's dark. It's bad. Oh, we created jobs. Yeah, again, the Biden inflation, the Biden economy, the jobs numbers are terrible. They basically, what happened was people who got rehired after COVID, they counted those jobs. But the people who got rehired part-time because the businesses couldn't afford to hire them full-time. So they get rehired at a part-time rate. They credit Biden with that with job creation. Then the federal government bureaucracy creates all these temporary jobs, which they also count. Then they lay off the people. But they count that in the Biden job numbers. It is a artificially inflated joke, just like the stock market has been. Just like everything has been under this regime. Bidenflation. And the bubble was set to burst. You can't import people by the hundreds of thousands, have them cause chaos in cities, have businesses never be brought back. Think about it. We didn't give anything to the small businesses that got their businesses destroyed by COVID, but we gave billions of dollars to illegal vermin, okay, who are savaging our cities. And by the way, if you see what's going on in England right now, that's going to be in the United States of America very soon. We haven't even talked about that in the show, but we will soon. But the economy right now is going through the floor. It's based on several factors. Now, there's multinational factors of why that's happening. If you look at what's going on in the Japanese economy, if you look what's going on in Europe, obviously those things play a factor. But the United States of America leads the way. And the United States of America and our markets don't like instability. And they don't like things that are totally unforeseen, I'll tell you that. And the market reacts to things that are happening that haven't taken effect yet, if that makes sense. Remember when Trump won in 2016, the market started to boom? Now, Kamala Harris just got nominated via a Zoom roll call vote with zero votes. Never before happened. The market doesn't like things like that. And they don't like a socialist Tim Walz getting picked. Market's on the downswing today. It's totally with the trends. Now, somehow Kamala will blame Trump for it. It's funny how they'll always, it's like it's been 3.8 years. You're still blaming Trump? Amazing. And then anything that Trump did good in his 4 years was magically credited to what Obama did 4 years before that, right? See how this works? It's a game, it's stupid, it's a joke. You know, under Bush, Obama, Biden, Trump, do you know that the gas prices were the lowest under Trump all 4 years consecutively than all of those presidents? And it wasn't even close. I saw a chart before coming in, Citizen Free Press, great guy, on X. So like that's like the number one economic underpinning indicator, the energy prices. But everybody's saying it, even on MSNBC. Jim Cramer's saying it, good guy. And the leftist trolls on MSNBC are short-circuiting Frankie Rowland.
If you're in the stock market, if you care about your paycheck, you go with Trump. If that's what you do.
You do?
Yeah, well, he wants to cut your taxes.
Oh, he wants to cut taxes.
Your taxes.
Taxes got raised enormously, well, as no, you know, under the last that. Trump administration.
I don't know if he wants to cut your president.
No. I'm in a blue state.
Oh, yeah, no, forget, you're
kill,
out.
They want to
you're
kill
out.
Us.
I tried to go to...
They want to put us out of business.
Pennsylvania.
That's what they want to do to us.
I can become an Italian citizen
by getting rid of the salt tax deduction.
Complaining about the salt tax reduction. Now listen, I have been hurt by the salt tax reduction personally, Mike Crispy. But here's the deal. Is there state tax in places like Texas and Florida? How do those states run beautifully? There's no state income tax, but we have state income tax in New Jersey, in New York, and somehow we can't keep things going. Somehow the cost of paving a road is 10 times the amount of money per mile of concrete. It's a broken system. Such a joke. It is such a sick joke. These people know nothing about the economy. If you are a liberal, you know nothing about the economy. Now, again, I'm not an economist, so I'm not going to break these things down beyond what I confess to know. But what I can do is show you Biden's chief economic advisor, the head of the Economic Council, this guy Bernstein, okay, who is very much in office right now, very much in the Biden regime, very much running the show. And you tell me, does this seem like somebody competent who's running our economy right now? This is the guy. I looked it up. It was actually so unbelievable. When I saw this clip, I said, I got to look up who this guy is. And it all checked out when I saw it on X. This is Biden's head economic guy in the White House right now. Roll it.
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well, again, some of this stuff gets some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds. Right, since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah, so a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, I can't really talk, I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, cause it's like the government clearly prints money. It does it all the time and it clearly borrows. Otherwise we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
Okay, there you go. I mean, listen, it's not like a pundit who they booked on MSNBC to talk about the economy who slipped through the cracks. That guy is running the show. And here's the woman who wants to run the show talking about inflation. Again, these things are not that complicated. Everyone believes, oh, it's complicated. It's complicated. Trump says it all the time. When you have energy production in the United States of America, liquid gold under our feet that we don't drill first and foremost, that causes a lot of the problems. Then you prevent people from opening up their businesses. That causes problems. Then you create crime. That causes problems. Then you have entitlement programs that incentivize you more to stay home than work. That causes problems. It's basic economics. It's Kamala Harris trying to explain inflation. Roll, Frankie.
And also, what else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up. And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up. That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources.
So the costs have gone up, bread has gone up, and food has gone up, and that has then driven up the cost of living. That's the woman who wants to be president of the United States. It is a fundamental joke. That woman is a brain-dead, batshit idiot. I'm telling you, it's like, I don't want to talk like this about people. I want to respect the office of the presidency. I want to believe that people running for president are competent. But that woman is not competent. And voters know this. Frankie pops on screen. This is what they say Trump's advantage on the economy in recent polling. Up 31 in Michigan, 31 in Pennsylvania, 38 in Wisconsin. And then they tell you that the polls are narrowing between Trump and Harris. The number one factor that people vote on all the time is the economy. You know what I'm saying? It's the economy, stupid. Everyone goes in the economy. So if Trump's up 31 and to 38 points in every state on the economy, how could he not be up double digits in every single swing state? Unless they're cooking the books and fixing the numbers and pushing very dark narratives out there in the fake news, try to subvert people from the number one thing that people should care about, and that's the economy historically. Now I want to turn to Governor Tim Walz, who was picked by Kamala Harris to be the vice president. Now, you know that with a Kamala Walz regime, it would be more of the same. Governor Tim Walz is famous for a couple things. One, he's a pathetic, self-loathing, fat, puffy old liberal who decided to go full-blown socialist in order to maintain his power and cling to it. Some people just sell themselves out like that. He got a DUI arrest and I believe faked his identity or something like that to try to get out of it back in the day. So really, really upstanding guy. He presided over the BLM riots that destroyed the biggest city in his state. Frank, you can start rolling these things in the background as I'm talking. That presided over the scenes that you might remember. He also turned the state of Minnesota into Little Somalia. Okay, you guys know that now the greatest Somalian refugee population was imported into the state of Minnesota. They changed the flag from the Minnesota state flag to a new flag that resembles Somalia. He mandated schools, again, you talk about public school funding and the issues that public schools have. He mandated that all schools fund period products, like for women, they're menstrual, period products in boys' bathrooms. He signed the bill protecting children from their parents, basically separating children and parents, when it comes to getting puberty blockers and gender reassignment surgeries prescribed by bureaucrats without their parents knowing, supports men in women's sports, and so many other far left-wing priorities. He literally defends socialism. He literally defended the BLM rioters ad nauseum. He looked the other way when innocent people were getting their buildings burnt down, when police officers were dying, when buildings and small businesses and large businesses alike were getting looted, and now none of those businesses have locations in Minneapolis anymore. That's Tim Walz. And you know why he's the pick? He's the pick because nobody else wants to be the pick. He is a kamikaze pilot. Does whatever the far left tells him to do. A party guy. Follows the tenor. And you know what's funny is that he was such an unimpressive person when he was in the running that all they could say about him was like, oh, well, he coined the phrase, the Trump advance are weird. Like with everything you've seen with Kamala versus Trump, especially in the last 24 hours, who's really weird? That's all they could say about this guy. They couldn't get Shapiro, who would have objectively been a better pick. Jewish, swing state, they couldn't get him. Known as a moderate, couldn't get Shapiro. And they couldn't even pick Shapiro because they didn't want to offend the Hamas caucus, the far left radical caucus. So basically by picking this guy, they're giving a wink and a nod to the Hamas caucus, to the far left radicals, to the socialists. There's no moderation with this pick. But the reason why he's the pick is because he's the only one depraved enough to go along with this suicide mission. Because after November 6th, his career is over. He's a dead ender, filling the blank void that they need for somebody to run on this ticket in what they know is a surely losing ticket. Kamala Walls, Harris Walls, what a joke. 4 years secured if they do not succeed in stealing it. There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Do not go anywhere.
Yeah, not looking good for them, I'll tell you that much. Not looking good.
I mean, it's an absolute joke. All right, guys, I want to continue telling you guys about our sponsors that make this show possible, and we're so grateful for them. By the way, I just started a new bar yesterday because I finished the eucalyptus bar. That's how good my hygiene is. And my new bar I started, it's beautiful, it's amazing. It's actually the Outlaw series, okay, on OFB Farms. Guys, if you are tired, okay, of the woke brands and the disgusting chemicals in the big box stores, well then give my friends on over at OFB Farms a try. Smells amazing, feels amazing on your skin, you will love it. OFB Farms produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. The ingredients on the soap are written right on the box. I have a nice, beautiful wrapping with Trump, Outlaw. You got the Trump fight. The Trump revolution is beautiful, beautiful displays and amazing products. I use it every single day. And it's goat milk-based products, soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief products. Here's why you use goat milk. Goat milk is packed with natural and essential vitamins that help nourish and replenish your skin to promote the regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. OFB Farms creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm in California. Products are made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain qualities. They love these goats. I've seen the pictures. They're so cute. If you go to the OFB Farms Instagram
account.
So cute. They are a family-owned and operated goat farm. Yes. Patriotic America First, God-fearing people, ditch the woke brand and support small family farm today. And by the way, the last 2 months they've had this We the People line of soaps and lip balms. It is really amazing. Okay, it started out with the Outlaw soap and they've recently added the fight soap to the line. Profits from the sales from this line support the MAGA campaign and have now been added to the very popular line. Guys, go get it right now. Be sure to visit their website, ofbfarms.com, and use promo code CRISPY for 15% off site-wide. ofbfarms.com, promo code CRISPY for 15% off site-wide. Guys, go get it today. This is the Daily Grind Bar. This is one that Frankie actually is using right now, too, according to
so good.
What he said yesterday on the show. Smells amazing. I can't wait to use it. And I've been using these soaps. The ingredients are right here on the corner. And it's all natural. And I'm telling you, do not chintz. I always say, when you spend money, do not chintz on what you put in your body and on your body, because that's what's in, that's what garbage in, garbage out, good in, good out. This is the stuff you need. It feels amazing. You support the farm. And these people watch the show every single day, the people at OFB Farms. Denise, Dr. Go Kisses, we're so appreciative of their support. And they watch the show, and now they're sponsors of the show. See how it works. So guys, give them some business. OFBFarms.com. Make sure you use promo code CRISPY if you want to support Frankie's future and the Frankie Fund. Okay, because Frankie's about to get married, has some children, okay? The Frankie Fund for Frankie's Children's College Tuition Fund. You need to use promo code CRISPY for 15% off, okay? Okay, that's the only promo code that supports Frankie's Future Children's College Fund, okay? Are you making sure you're using the right promo code? Promo code CRISPY, OFBFarms.com. You're welcome, Sabrina. Okay, And now a word from our next sponsor. And they are our friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head on over to goldwithcrispy.com right now and go to the official gold company of Mike Lindell. Not only Mike Crispy, but Mike Lindell. Your two favorite Mikes, okay, with Genesis Gold Group. Guys, there are so many gold companies out there, but Genesis Gold Group, they are top rated, they are faith-based, and they have the most transparent model in the game. No hidden fees, no nonsense, no ridiculous, shadowy, predatory promo deals. Guys, Gold with Crispy are your one-stop shop when you talk about diversifying your assets with gold and silver. You guys know the value of the dollar is crashing right now. You see it literally in the market. That's what your investments are tied up in. Gold and silver, having your investments backed by gold and silver, physical gold and silver that you own, is the way to hedge against what's going on in the market right now. The value of gold and silver are going up. Gold and silver has stood the test of time. It has been, in the last 10 years, the most consistent going up store of value. For nations that don't rely on this fiat currency nonsense are backing their assets with gold and silver. And now here's a chance for you to own it too. So guys, goldwithcrispy.com, fill out the form to speak with a specialist who will walk you through, no hassle. You'll get a free gold IRA and investment guide. And also from Genesis Gold Group, if you just want to own a piece, if you just want to own a piece, you know, they say, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Break me off a piece of that Crispy bar. Okay? How about that, Genesis Gold Group? That's a good ad. CrispyBar.com, Genesis Gold Group, selling the Crispy bar, the Prepper bar, okay, in these nice little wallet size stores of value. You got the grams on there. You can break it off. You can give it to your kids or your grandkids or anything, to your spouse if they're nice. You got the Crispy bar right here. You got the grams, you got the amounts, they got gold and silver. The gold ones are sold out. They're back in stock. Really cool. CrispyBar.com. Frankie, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing great. The chat is funny. I see, does Jeremy and Frankie each have a Sabrina? Yes, we both have our own Sabrinas.
Yes.
Funny. And then, you know, you said you finished that you finished that bar, Mike, and some of the people in the chat were ready to congratulate you for passing the bar and becoming a lawyer, but you're not. We're not talking about Kamala Harris.
Well, so, that's actually really funny. A lot of people right now think I'm a lawyer because, really quick, have you guys ever seen this girl? Her name is Valentina. She's on the ballot for Secretary of State in Michigan. Valentina. I don't know anything about her campaign. She has all the viral clips. It's very funny. She's really, like, you know, really good with her quick little videos. Anyway, her brother got fired in Jersey City, New Jersey, for donating to her campaign because the mayor is a socialist leftist. He's running for governor. He's trying to make a point. And because the brother got fired, the mayor had a conniption. It was like, we fired him because we stand for LGBT, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, all this nonsense. So I've said, I'm going to help Valentina's brother. And people are like, oh, Mike Crispy's a lawyer. I'm like, no, I'm not a lawyer. I just know the lawyers. And they're lining up right now to help Valentina's brother, who got fired for donating to his sister's campaign for Secretary of State. They're like, oh, the sister's homophobic. No, no, no. You can support your family members. It's called free speech in the First Amendment. It's ridiculous. All right. We're doing decent on time here. Arrow Pink, great to see you. Billy Clyde, great to see you. Hazel Kitty, what's going on? Frankie, I just said that to mess with you. Let's roll right back into it.
This guy. On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, yesterday on President Trump's stream with Aiden Ross, it was very funny. It was very entertaining. But in the midst of that, he said something that was shocking. It was bone-chilling. But it's absolutely 100% true. It is that Iran, any day now, in the next 24 to 48 hours, is going to launch their strike on Israel. We know it happened on October 7th, and we know the war that has ensued since that time. None of this would be happening in the Middle East if President Trump was at the helm, if he was the commander-in-chief. That is because all world leaders respect President Trump. That's just a fact. You add, when President Trump got shot, the leader of Palestine sending Trump a letter that Trump posted on Truth Social, kissing his ass. And you also have Netanyahu who kisses Trump's ass. Both sides of the coin, okay, who are kissing Trump's ass. That's because Trump is strong. That's because Trump is the commander-in-chief and everyone knows it. But the reason why you're seeing chaos in the world right now and you're seeing a world war on the cusp of being fully waged is because the commander-in-chief right now allegedly is Joe Biden. And what is the commander-in-chief doing over the last couple days? Well, he's disappeared out of sight completely ever since stepping down. But over the weekend, he was spotted at a ShopRite in Delaware buying flowers. Interesting. buying flowers. Like, does this guy got anything better to do? He's literally buying flowers at a ShopRite. He couldn't send somebody out to buy the flowers. So he's buying flowers at the ShopRite, hobbling around. Again, whenever Trump goes anywhere, there's maximal fanfare. People are lined up all over the place. Nobody gives a damn about Biden. Like, nobody cares. Totally illegitimate. But then they ask him about Iran. And this is what ensued. Unbelievable. Roll Frankie.
President, do you think Iran will stand down? What? Do you think Iran will stand down, sir?
I hope so. We don't know.
That's good, Frankie. It's really good. Can you imagine if Trump said, when asked about any of the million things that the media, the fake news, was depraved and going hard at him against, if he said, I don't know, I hope so, they'd say Trump is in over his skis on foreign policy. Like, Trump always gave very detailed, poignant responses. He was very candid. He spoke like a real world leader. Not somebody on the take from a foreign government. Not somebody pushing the military-industrial complex. Somebody wanted to keep his people safe. Biden doesn't even know what the hell is going on, and they basically told him, listen, buddy, you can check out for the rest of your remainder. You can check out. It's all okay now, Joey boy. You can take your 14-hour naps, and nobody's going to ask any questions. You're free now. Now, the family's pissed off, but Joey's like, oh, okay, I don't know. What's the answer to the question? I don't know. World War breaking out. I don't know. Yes, Frankie.
You know, honestly, Mike, I got nervous as soon as I saw the flowers in his hand yesterday. I genuinely got nervous. I'm like, oh, they're having him pick out his own flowers for his funeral. They're ready to go. He's out.
Yes, you took my joke, Frankie. I was saying he's bringing the flowers to his own funeral.
Sorry.
It's the only person he would get flowers for is himself to his own funeral, okay? Because everybody else around him hates him right now. So who's he getting flowers for? Dr. Jill doesn't like him. Nobody likes him. So unbelievable. So there you go. Commander-in-Chief, what will we see from Biden now through Election Day? Especially because we still have, 90-some-odd days till the election. World War can do, a little bit of damage. Nuclear weapons can do a little bit of damage from now through Election Day, wouldn't you say? We are in unbelievable times right now. Unbelievable. And do you think they're going to make Kamala the president now before Election Day? They might just do it. They might just do it. Bam! We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere.
It's happening. No question. It's happening.
It's happening. Listen, guys. All right. This is the most important sponsor we're going to read all day. No, we love all the sponsors. But we're literally about to be broken out into simultaneous World War III. You might just need to be able to protect yourself now more than ever. We might just be in unforeseen times that we've never seen before. The markets are crashing. The illegal vermin criminals are all over the streets. Have you seen what's going on in England right now? Criminal illegal gangs are attacking citizens. You got to be able to shoot straight and take matters into your own hands. Period. Full stop. Got to do it. Shoot now. Ask questions later. If they're coming for your kids and your family, you best be able to protect yourself and take the shot. I'm just saying. And if you guys do not have your family prepared by this point, I don't know what to tell you. Do this for your own family. Make this investment. If you own a firearm, you need an iTarget Pro. Because it is the easiest, fastest, and most affordable way to hone your accuracy with your firearm in the comfort of your home, the most important place where you'll need to shoot it, to defend your domain. You need an iTarget Pro. iTarget Pro is a laser bullet that loads into the chamber of your firearm, all different ammo sizes that fit your weapon, and you're able to train with the target, like the target you see on the screen, or the cubes, which you can set up all around your house. They like stick to things, or you can put them on things, and it syncs up with the app. The cubes light up red when you shoot them. You see it right there. And the target will track your accuracy on the bullseye target. And you are able to track and trace your accuracy in real time with the iTarget Pro. It is so important. Again, if you don't have one, you're a sheep. Because you need to be able to be ready and shoot straight. Look at what's going on. Google England migrants right now. See what's going on. See how the law enforcement are taking the side of the vermin criminal migrants. I'm fired up about it. You need an iTarget Pro. Guys, promo code Crispy for 10% off your order. I'm very appreciative of them because they are a longtime sponsor of the show. So I really, really like them. They're very good people. And my father uses it every single day. He's a former federal air marshal, retired sharpshooter. You know, to be an air marshal, you have to be one of the greatest shots on the planet. You're in like the top 0.001 percentile. Okay, my dad will appreciate saying that. You have to be the greatest shooter known to man. Because if all hell's breaking loose on an airplane, you need to be able to shoot and kill the terrorist in the head. So my dad was able to do that. And where does he train right now? iTarget Pro. That's what he trains on. Boom! Go get one. Otherwise, you're a sheep. Never watch me again. Okay. Now, a word from our last sponsor. And they are our friends and over at Collect 45. Guys, head over to collect45.com right now. And by the way, Anastasia, I've DM'd you. I have shouted you out. I'm trying to get you to claim your free Trump mugshot coin. I'm going to give you till Thursday to claim it. We need you to claim it, Anastasia.
We're trying.
Otherwise, we have to pick a new winner for the giveaway.
We're really trying.
We're trying to give you away the Trump mugshot coin. But guys, and to be entered ahead of the next giveaway, because you see we're doing a lot of giveaways, go to click45.com and sign up for the newsletter. Go sign up for the newsletter where you will get notifications. I'm not going to spam you, but every single month they come out with two new designs. Designs that highlight and commemorate and memorialize President Trump's historic 9-year run in politics. You can collect them all. They're beautiful coins. It makes an amazing display in your home or office or a gift for any family member. And now they have the brand new Trump Fight, Fight, Fight coin. And these coins are an incredible store of value because they are gold, silver, and copper. So not only do they print and mint all of President Trump's most famous moments as they're happening in real time, you can collect them all, but it's also real gold, real silver, real copper. And we see what they're doing in the market. So more reason to have it right there. Guys, collect45.com. The promo code is crispy for 20% off your order. This is a great guy who owns this company. They canceled them all off the internet. He was really big back in the day. He used to be a sponsor at RSBN. They were selling like hotcakes. Then they banned his web server. Kicked him off. They banned him on Facebook. They banned him on everywhere. And now he's back. We got him as a sponsor because he's a friend of mine. His name is Byron, and he's pushing back into the market. So guys, collect45.com, promo code Crispy. If you want to buy a gift for anybody that has value and is really cool, here you go. Promo code Crispy, collect45.com. Go do it. Boom, Frankie, let's roll back on into it.
I love it. We're great on time. On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, I want to end the show on a scary note because people often talk about, you know, when you're young and you talk about like a hypnotist, people at some point in your life, you said, is hypnosis real? Is the ability to brainwash real? Like, is that real or is that hyperbolic? And I think it's real. Or maybe we're in such dire times that if you pay somebody $100, they will literally shamelessly do third world style propaganda in order to push a message to other unsuspecting 16, 17 year olds in order to brainwash a voting bloc that knows nothing about taxes, the economy, paying bills, law and order, crime. Kamala's campaign and the regime that claims they want to ban TikTok, again, they're doing that because they want to consolidate social media, are using TikTok as a weapon to appeal to 17 turning 18 year old young girls to get them to vote for Kamala Harris. And this is what they're doing. Nothing based on policy or fact or asking questions or being, you know, witty or smart or talking about the future. It's literally a coordinated effort of Harris staffers paying influencers like this couple hundred bucks a pop to make videos like this to make Kamala Harris seem cool. Bizarre. Roll, Frankie.
Everything is a contest. My mother used to, she would give us a hard time.
Okay, we're done. If that's not brainwashed communist propaganda, I haven't seen propaganda that bad, Frankie, since Zelensky dressed up those young hot girls in the Ukrainian military fatigues with their nails all done and made it look like they were posing on the front line. I haven't seen anything as third world propaganda since that. That's what we're up against. That's what we're up against. The party that is going to ban TikTok because they want to consolidate more power for their friends at Meta are using TikTok to pay the sheep creators who have influence with the sheep demographic to make video dances like that in order to get votes because they can't run anything else. That's where we're at. The brainwash is in full effect. It's bizarre and it's sad. All right. That's about all the time that we have on the show today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. You better believe we're just getting started. We thank you for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.